Get up! Someone was kicking her. Get up already or we'll all be in trouble. Let her be. If she can't get up on her own, she won't be wanted anyway. Emily's mind swam sluggishly back up to consciousness as a tiny foot thudded into her ribs again. She opened her eyes and stared up into the gloom. The face of a small girl with dirty blonde hair stared back, dressed only in a filthy sheet tied around her shoulders that hung nearly to her bare feet.
Finally, the girl said with venom. Come on, we're pulling in now. You'll be left behind.
She offered her hand to Emily and helped her to her feet. The girl's grip was surprisingly strong for someone who seemed so undernourished. Emily swayed and staggered, falling against the girl and causing her to shuffle back a few steps or risk being toppled.
Hey!
She cried indignantly, and Emily clutched at her arm to steady herself as the ground shifted beneath her. The weight of her backpack tugged at her shoulders, threatening to make her overbalance again as the floor continued to roll.
Where are we?
She croaked. Her mouth was dry, and she felt her lips sting as she shaped the words. The girl gave her a strange look.
Here! We're here!
The girl drew out the last word as if emphasizing it for someone who she suspected was rather dim.
How long were you asleep, anyway?
I don't know, Emily said truthfully. The girl clasped her hand and dragged her out of the dim room and into the bright sunshine.
Come on, you're gonna get us all in trouble.
Emily stumbled after the girl, blinking in the sudden glare and trying to clear her head. Was that a Cockney accent she had? Almost, she thought, but not quite. Where the hell was she? She found herself on a narrow deck that ran the length of a shabby boat, some 40 feet long or so. The craft rocked gently from side to side as it turned in the water, wending its way between other larger ships and deeper into what looked like a bay. Half a dozen other girls stood at the railing, watching as they approached a huge wooden pier that extended out over the water, and chattering excitedly. They were clad in the most peculiar collection of garments, ranging from little more than rags to colorful, old-fashioned finery that put Emily in the mind of the costumes she'd seen at the Renaissance Fair 2 summers ago. Some looked reasonably well-fed, while others, like the girl who had dragged her from the tiny cabin, seemed half-starved. Whatever their appearance, the girls were conversing animatedly, without any obvious regard as to their various stations. Emily's companion let go of her hand and clutched the smooth wooden rail, leaning out over the water and craning her neck for a better view of the city beyond the pier. From here, Emily could see little more than what looked like a stone wall and tower, just beyond the sandy beach. She tried to follow the excited chatter of the other girls, but it was difficult. Several of them seemed to have strange accents Emily had never heard before in her life and were speaking rapidly. Others weren't using any language Emily had ever heard before, either. She caught disconnected fragments amidst the babble, but they made little more sense than the rest.
I didn't think it would be so huge. Is that where she lives? What was that in the window? Don't be silly, you can't...
Emily touched the shoulder of the girl who had led her out onto the deck. She looked over at Emily, throwing her hair back out of her face with a jerk of her head.
Yeah?
Where are we? Emily asked again, barely able to raise her voice above a whisper. She licked her lips and swallowed with an audible click. The girl gave her a strange look.
Did you get it on the head or something?
Maybe, Emily admitted, thinking of the time number 17 from Kennedy had knocked her face first into the boards during a power play. The girl's blue eyes widened and her demeanor softened for a moment.
Sorry, I was only joking. Didn't know. Didn't mean nothing by it.
She paused, chewing her lip and apparently trying to decide how to phrase what she wanted to say.
This...
she said at last, making a grand sweeping gesture that encompassed the whole of the bay and city beyond,
is Seven Skies.
She paused for dramatic effect and seemed a trifle disappointed by Emily's lack of reaction.
That,
she pointed at the stone wall and tower at the end of the bay,
is where she lives.
This was clearly supposed to mean something to Emily, too, but it didn't. The girl looked thoroughly disconcerted by Emily's continued unsatisfactory responses and narrowed her eyes at her suspiciously. "She who?" Emily asked.
"Jesus, you really don't know? Why, Marianne, of course."
When she saw that this still had no effect on Emily, she scowled, lowered her voice, and said impressively,
"The sorceress.